Our scripture today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Then Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then this fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he could pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in his anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Forgiveness. As defined by the Mayo Clinic, it involves an intentional decision to let go of resentment and anger. Today we continue our journey through the fourth of our basics. Today is forgiveness. We looked a little bit about God, and I think I left you with the same amount of information you came with that day, right? God the Creator, God's the one who made us bigger than our understanding. And then we looked at Jesus, and I probably did the same, right? Told you what you already knew. Savior of the world, Son of God, the one who walked with disciples, showed care for others. Last week, I got to talk about love, which was fun for me. Yeah, and I taught you at the end the sign language for "I'm sorry." Does anyone remember that? Close your fist, put your thumb over. Right here, "I'm sorry." Yeah. And we say that because we don't get it right all the time, but when we love each other, we want to do our best. And sometimes we don't get it right much of the time, but we still need to be quick to recognize and to offer genuine apologies, and that's our very first step. And the second step is today, forgiveness. Let us pray. Dear God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So we're really looking at two major lessons this week, and that seems like a lot. But that short scripture verse that Carol shared with us about forgiveness, where Peter asks Jesus, "How many times do I have to do it?" And Jesus says, 70 times 7, or 77, depending on your translation, right? And then there's that story afterwards that Jesus tells called a parable that describes how forgiveness doesn't only come from God, but needs to come from us to each other. As we have been forgiven, therefore we shall forgive. If you were to open up your Bible to Matthew 18, and some of you can do that because you have it in your hand today, but you can do it later too if you want. Mine has a title above each of those sections, and most of those titles are the same, but that first section for me is titled Forgiveness, and the second section was titled The Parable of the Unforgiving Servant. Nice pairing up, isn't it? But in one of my books, it calls the first section Forgiveness Without Grace, and the second section Grace Beyond Imagining. And I began to imagine. And I realized you can call each of these sections whatever you want. No matter how you label it, this assignment we've received from Jesus is really hard work. Now, someone might spill your coffee, right? And it might be easy to say, I forgive you, and go get a new cup of coffee, right? Someone might take your car, right? It might take a little more thought and a bit of sadness and frustration, but maybe after hearing that person's story, their why, and maybe after filing your insurance claim, you might be able to say, I forgive you and accept their apology, right? Your kids might spit in your face, right? Or call you names or give intentional harm to you, right? And you might need to give them a time out before forgiveness is granted, but you could recognize in them potentially that they're still learning, and you might find it in your heart, especially your parent-child connection heart, you might find a way to forgive them for those actions. But sometimes forgiveness is not as easy as those three examples. And yet Jesus says, forgive. Jesus tells us we have to do it over and over and over again. At children's time, I got to share with you a little bit about an elephant and Lama Lama and his fuzzy llama being torn in two, right? And it didn't take long for Lama Lama to forgive Nellie New and to play with her again. But I keep thinking about those elephants that never forget, right? Both of those animals remind me about how difficult it is for us to do what Jesus is telling Peter to do and what he's inviting us to think about in this parable. That we are supposed to continue to forgive. Never stop. Now, I will admit that I myself am still a student in this lesson. To prepare for all of us to be God's people and disciples of Christ and to ignite our hearts and the hearts of those around us, I know that I need to do what Jesus is asking of me. I need to forgive. But I'm not quite at that Elsa stage of let it go, right? Yeah. I think in order for me to meet this request that Jesus is making of Peter, I have to try two things. One, I need to forgive myself and others. Together, maybe we could do that, right? We could free our hearts from the burdens of anger and hate and pain and fear, right? Things that have been wronged on us. Things we've wronged to ourselves. So first we forgive ourselves, right? And then we forgive those who've sinned against us. But then out of that forgiveness, I always feel like an action is needed. And maybe that's one of my deficits of my human existence. But it feels incomplete. So I think the second, for me at least, is to express gratitude. Even if I have to muster it up when I'm not quite feeling it. Even if I have to seek it out. For me, the ending of forgiveness is gratitude or thankfulness. Because true forgiveness is super difficult, right? That's a very technical term. Super difficult, right? There's usually like layers and layers of feelings. And it's often the second or third or fifth or tenth time that an incident happens to you that, or to me, that I'm not able to hold back my ill feelings anymore. It seems that the first time that someone does something to me that hurts my feelings, I can usually kind of let it go or move on. The second time, it takes a little bit longer, but I'm able to brush it off. But by the third time that someone hurts me, I have a little trouble letting it go, especially if they didn't admit remorse or have any feelings towards the first two times they caused me pain, or I never said, that hurt me. The other trouble that I guess we're in true confession time again, right? The other trouble I have with forgiveness is that it's expected of me. Even when someone's a repeat offender to me, someone who continues to injure my soul, Jesus says we're supposed to forgive 77 times, or 7 times 70. Do you know that's 490 times? But I read if you're counting, you're not doing it right. I like to count. Either way, that's a lot. That's a lot. You know, the other day I heard someone say something that really bothered me, so I'm going to tell it to you. They said, it's better to ask forgiveness than to seek permission. Oh, I could have stood up right there and strangled them. And I know that's not very Christian-like, so I sat on my hands. And I said a little prayer. But I don't believe that to be true. I've heard that a lot growing up. Oh, yeah, it's easier to seek forgiveness than permission. Yeah, but that means that you know what you're doing is wrong, or what you're doing is going to hurt me or hurt someone else. And if you have the knowledge, the ability to stop an action before it starts, then just do that. Yeah. Oh, this message of forgiveness, I had to dig and dig and dig because I know that I don't want to leave you with that kind of stuff. I want to leave you with good news, right? It's the Good News Bible after all, right? It says it right on your covers. Yeah. Yeah. I think the good news that I see in this is that Jesus doesn't ask just Peter or just me to be the forgiving person. He asks all of us. Imagine that. We're back to that imagining again. What if we, as a community of faithful believers, as people who love the same God, who follow the same Jesus, who work for the same good, what if we covenant to forgive each other? Then I might know that if I do a little something or a big something that hurts you, that you might forgive me. And you might know that when something happens from you that hurts me, I might forgive you. And if we had that knowledge up front, that we're with people who trust in God's love bigger than the actions of humans, that maybe, just maybe, we can seek God together. Now, I will tell you that I struggle deeply with the second layer of this message, right? Some people hurt other people intentionally. And, ooh, I struggle with forgiving them. If you don't know what I mean, turn on the news. Right? Yeah. And some of you, some of us, have stories within us where we have been hurt over and over and over again by the same people. I don't know what to do with that. I would like it, think it's as easy as that coffee example, right? Just go get another cup. But that's not easy. So I guess even though that's not easy, the good news is we can still do it together. There's something called the Forgiveness Project. And it says that the heart of the Forgiveness Project is an understanding that restorative narratives have the power to transform lives. Not only supporting people to deal with issues in their own lives, but also to build a climate of tolerance, resilience, hope, and empathy. That guy in the story, the parable that Jesus told, he got like big time forgiveness. The same people who told me not to do math on 7 times 70 also said that the amount of forgiveness he got would have like equaled years and years and years of labor. A mountain of debt that he could have never repaid even if he tried. And he didn't try right then, right? And yet he was forgiven. And the person that hurt him, the person that hadn't paid him back yet, hadn't paid him back like a year's worth of salary. Not like years and years and years. If I've lost you, I invite you to think this way. Look out the window. Look at these beautiful windows. I was thinking about washing windows the other day, not these, because these look great, right? But I was thinking about looking out the window and seeing the beautiful sunrise or sunset or the creation that God gave us. And I was thinking about how sometimes cobwebs get in the way. I think forgiveness is kind of like that. We have to identify the cobwebs. We have to have a deep desire to have a clean view. We have to be heartfelt in our confessions and our forgiveness so that we can see the beauty that God has made. I want to teach you one more thing today. I know, I'm so challenging, right? And I had to look it up and learn it today too, but I want to show you the sign for forgiveness. Oh, let's kind of remember it. Yeah, it's, so I forgive you, right? But if you take your dominant hand and put it on your non-dominant hand, and just in a straight line, walk it away from you twice. Forgiveness, right? So, of course, with American Sign Language, they often have less words than we do when we speak verbally, because we, like, can't seem to figure it out, right? So this word is forgive, accept, forgiveness. It kind of wraps up into one depending on how you use it. But when I looked it up, it said, I forgive you. Sometimes our words aren't going to work with our mouth or our hearts or our hands. But I think it's important that we learn them anyway. I'm sorry, and I forgive you. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.